I got a roar. I got a roar. The devil ain't even heard yet. I got a roar that's coming from deep inside my belly. I've been trying to, I've been knee out. No. You don't need to get nobody's attention. You need to just roar and let them know who's in charge. You just need to roar and let them know that God will fight your battles. Look at somebody telling me how I feel all right. I feel, I got a roar in me. I got a roar. I got a roar. I got a craze. I got a craze in me. Because every time I think of one thing, I end up roaring for another thing. Every time I think of one blessing, I start roaring for another blessing. Every time I look at what he's done and the hills that I climbed, I can't help but roar because I know I'm going to climb this hill. Every situation he's already brought me through, I can go ahead and roar because I know he's going to bring me what I'm going through. Every storm that I've come out of, I can roar for the storm that I'm currently in. I wish I had five folks that wouldn't be embarrassed just to let out your best praise, your best roar, your best hallelujah. My God, I got a roar. I got a roar in me. That's what I got. I got a roar. Look at somebody, tell them, remember who you are. That's what you need to remember, who you are. I'm the king because he's the king. I don't have to live like a slave because I'm the king. How do you think we got out of what we were in? Because even though they called us slaves, we still knew we were kings. And so I may pick your cotton, but I'm the king. I may take care of your children, but I'm the king. And so while I'm picking this cotton and taking care of your children, because I'm the king, I'm learning how to read. And I'm building schools. Because I know that just because of what you say I am don't mean that's who I really am. Look at somebody telling, I don't care what they call you. You a king. You a queen. You are not the low, you are the. You are not the borrower, you the lender. You are not the tail, you the head. Stop going into places like you still shucking and jiving. Nah, that ain't who I am, I'm sorry. I know you're not dolls, but you're not gonna talk to me any old kind of way. Because you don't understand, I'm a Lion King. Watch this, even when Simba was in the jungle, he was still a lion. He just didn't know it, but that's who he was. I don't care what your position is right now. That's why when you walk on planes, I don't care where you sit doesn't determine who you are. They tell you to go to coach. No, I'm going to first class. What do you mean you're going to first class? Because wherever I sit, it's first class. I know I ain't got all the leg room, but I ain't gonna let your definitions dock me in to the lead that I'm coach. No, I ain't coach, Negro. I ain't been coaching a long time. I'm first class. Look at somebody telling you dealing with first class when you see me. So you gotta treat me like I'm first class. You gotta talk to me like I'm first class. No, I ain't. Look at somebody telling, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Grab somebody by the hand. Don't go across the aisles just yet. Don't go across the aisles just yet. I want you to check with your neighbor and make sure it's your responsibility not just to roar to the enemy, to roar to other lions. Because we roll in packs. Because we in this thing. There you go. And so that's why this moment right here is so important, because it's when we get to roar to our neighbor and ask them, are you, not even ask them, make sure that they're part of the pack. Because even if they aren't, it's our job to help them become part of the pack, because they ain't no cat. Look at your neighbor telling you, ain't no cat. You ain't. I know that's lingo we used to use in the 70s and 80s. I'm a cool cat. No, you a cool lion. I'm a cool lion. That's, look at somebody telling them, you a lion. You a lion. So I need y'all to do me a favor. Ask your neighbor beside you, are you saved? You got a church home. Ask them, are you saved? Give them your life.